This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi in his Mann Ki Baat program has said that the Nasha Mukt Yuva for Viksit Bharat campaign is gaining momentum rapidly across the country. Mr. Modi expressed happiness that the campaign with the goal for drug-free youth and a drug-free India is not merely a formality, as many people, especially the youth, are joining it in large numbers. He said this is the collective resolve for the health, happiness and bright future of India's youth. PM commended those who raise awareness against drugs and step forward to help individuals struggling with addiction. PM Modi asked people to come up with a powerful slogan for a drug-free India and young musicians to create songs that convey the message of a drug-free life. PM also highlighted about being vocal for local, as it is the vision towards the path of India becoming self-reliant. Whereas Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been conferred with Uzbekistan's Supreme State Award, the Order of Oli Darazali Dostalik, by President Shavkat Mirziyoyev today in Tashkent. PM Modi holding a bilateral talks with the President of Uzbekistan, Shavkat Mirziyoyev, in Tashkent today. The two leaders are reviewing cooperation in trade and investment, defense, digital connectivity, energy, education and people-to-people domains at the Presidential Palace. MOUs in this regard are expected to be signed today. PM Modi has said that India and Uzbekistan will move forward by setting concrete goals within the framework of comprehensive strategic partnership. The fourth flight carrying 11 tons of relief assistance has landed in Kathmandu and relief material has been handed over to the Nepal government. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar said that the flight carried essential supplies and technical capabilities to support Nepal's ongoing rescue and relief operations. Earlier, India had sent more than 57 tons of emergency relief supplies in three flights. Meanwhile, the External Affairs Ministry has said that 108 Indian nationals have been rescued so far in Nepal following a flash flood tragedy on Wednesday. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that contact was re-established with around 50 Indian nationals who were earlier uncontactable. The ministry said that 275 Indian nationals are reportedly missing and around 128 people of Indian origin holding other nationalities also remain missing. The Department of Fisheries, Ministry of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying, Government of India, is organizing an outreach program at Agatti, Lakshadweep tomorrow. The Honorable Vice President will release Mission Rangin Machli 2031 Strategic Action Plan for Ornamental Fisheries Development. The outreach program will be graced by Rajiv Ranjan Singh, Union Minister for Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying and Panchayati Raj, along with various other dignitaries. The event will also witness the participation of fish farmers and fishers, along with officials from the Department of Fisheries, representatives from Fisheries Cluster and line ministries and departments. The National Board of Examinations in Medical Sciences successfully conducted the NEET PG 2026 examination today. Across the country, with comprehensive logistical, technological, security and manpower arrangements to ensure a fair, secure and seamless examination process. A total of 265,980 candidates appeared for the examination, with the examination successfully completed for approximately 263,535 candidates. The nationwide examination was supported by extensive real-time monitoring and stringent security measures. The zonal rounds of the 21st Tadartang State Level Football Tournament 2026 is scheduled to begin on 30 August 27 teams, including Arunachal Pradesh Police Sports Control Board, are participating this year and have been divided into four groups. Two teams from each group will advance to the final round, which will be held at UPA. The tournament is being organized by APFA in collaboration with Department of Sports and is sponsored by SAA. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.